Blackstone Audio presents Future Crime by Ben Bova. This book is read by Paul Bamer, Gabrielle DeCure, and Stefan Rudnicki.
Forward. In 1866, Fyodor Mikhailovich Dostoevsky published Crime and Punishment. Don't worry if you haven't read it, neither have most science fiction fans. For that matter, neither have most of the modern generation. Thanks to our modern educational systems. The collection of stories now in your hand, while making no claim to be on a par with that great Russian novel, might be thought of as crime and possible correction. For these stories are science fiction tales, and they deal not merely with the fact that crime and criminals will exist in the future, as they have in the past. They deal also with possible ways that thinking human beings might be able to protect honest citizens against crime, and even turn criminals into upright, productive men and women. When I first started reading science fiction, back when Astounding was the only magazine I could find on the newsstands, and spaceflight and the atomic bomb were regarded as utter nonsense, except on its pages, my young and naive soul was shocked to find stories about crime and criminals in the future. Surely this could not be so, I thought. In the beautiful future that science was to build for us, certainly crime would be eradicated. Now I know better. Criminals, like the poor, will always be with us, and very often the criminals will come from the ranks of the poor. To some extent, we are dealing here with a matter of semantics and of comparative terms. There is an absence.